In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. By the star when it sets, your companion, Muhammad, is neither astray nor misguided, nor does he speak out of his own desire. This is but an inspired revelation. He is being taught by one who is mighty, powerful, endowed with wisdom, the one free from defects who became stable in the view. He stood poised at the uppermost horizon, then he drew near, coming closer, within the length of two bows or even closer, and revealed to Allah's servant, Muhammad, that what he was supposed to reveal. His own heart did not deny that which he saw. How can you, O unbelievers, then question what he saw? And he, Muhammad, saw him once again, near the lot tree at the farthest end of the seven heavens beyond which none can pass. Near it is the rest house of paradise. When that lot tree was covered with what covered it, his eyes did not turn aside, nor did they exceed the limit. And he did indeed see some of his Rabb's greatest signs. Have you ever seen Lot and Uzzah and another, the third, names of Arabian idols claimed by the pagans of Mecca to be the daughters of Allah? Are you to have sons and he the daughters? This indeed is an unfair division. These are nothing but names which you and your forefathers have invented, for Allah has vested no authority in them. The unbelievers follow nothing but mere conjecture and the whims of their own souls, even though right guidance has already come to them from their Rabb. Or should man have whatever he wishes? Nay, to Allah belongs the last hereafter and the first this world.